If you love all things gardening, why not join us at our Spring Fair from the 3rd to the 5th of May at Bewley in Hampshire? You'll find everything you need to kickstart the season. Find out more at bbcgardenersworldfair.com. See you there. Welcome to the Gardener's World magazine Sow Along series, the podcast that inspires you to grow more from seed.
Hi, my name's Adam, here at Gardener's World magazine. I just love growing chilies from seed. And these plants, along with tomatoes, were some of the earliest crops I ever tried growing. The ritual of growing them each year is a sort of comfort and a way to mark the transition from the long winter months into spring. Setting out the pots and the compost, writing up the labels, and then the slow, methodical act of sowing each variety is a kind of balm for me. I put some music on in the background, or the radio might be playing, and I find performing this ritual really comforting and somehow different to sowing seeds of ornamental plants or even other veg seeds. It might be because the weather outside is usually pretty cold and wet, and I know that by sowing these chili seeds now, the vibrant reds and oranges, the yellows and even purples of the fruits are all to look forward to. What better way to balance out the cold of this time of year than with the promise of hot chilies to come? While I definitely wouldn't describe myself as a chili head, the range of chilies I have grown has definitely expanded over the years as my taste buds have climbed the Scoville scale a little, and I find myself seeking out a broader range of flavours to try and heats to contend with. Another brilliant thing about growing them from seed is that you get to try a much wider variety compared to the pretty limited selection you find in most supermarkets. Although a top tip from me, if you do want to try some of the more interesting chilies out there, is to buy from UK growers. We have some amazing chili farms up and down the country who sell their fruits online. In fact, one of the hottest chilies in the world, the Naga Viper, was bred in Cumbria. Of course, everyone knows chilies lend themselves really well to great Asian and South American dishes, but try to think of them as more than just adding heat. You can get incredible flavours that are lemony, rich and savoury, tangy, smoky. It depends on the varieties you choose, really. This year, I'm looking forward to sowing some that are brand new to me, which I bought from a UK chili farm. I've got a range of packets spread out in front of me, including one called Hidalgo Serrano, Calico, and Lemon Drop, alongside some I have grown before, like jalapenos and the Hungarian hot wax. The main reason I like to grow a wide variety is so that I can experiment with making chili sauces, and these are a brilliant way to capture the best flavour notes from your chilies and keep them stored for ages. That way you can enjoy them throughout the year. If you have never grown chilies before, it really couldn't be simpler. You can sow them anytime from January or February, but if you forget or you want to start sowing them after April, it might be better to buy plug plants instead. Chilies are best when they have a long and warm growing season. Keep around 9 months of growing time in mind. So later sowings might result in smaller harvests or fruits not ripening as early as you'd like them to. I like to sow them sparingly into small trays of peat-free compost. Be realistic about how many plants you want, but always grow more than you need in case you have any disasters or you want to give them away to friends. Although germination is usually very high. Once you've watered and labelled your seeds, place them somewhere warm, either on a bright windowsill near a radiator or on a heated mat or propagator until you see green shoots appear. Then transplant the stronger seedlings into individual 9cm pots when the first true leaves appear. Once they are a bit sturdier and the roots have filled the pot, move them on again into bigger pots. 30cm or so is ideal, and aim for one plant per pot. I find terracotta the best as it's a bit porous, so helps stop them getting waterlogged if you're a bit too generous with the watering can. If you are going to be growing them outdoors, start hardening them off once any danger of frost has passed by leaving them out during the day and bringing them back in again at night. You can do that for about 10 days. Whether indoors or out, all chilies prefer warm conditions, so choose a sunny, sheltered part of the garden if you are growing them outdoors, or a warm windowsill or bright porch in your house or flat. Once you've planted them out, chilies don't need a lot of attention. Pinch out the growing tips when the plants are about 20cm tall, and that will encourage bushier growth. And if you're growing a taller variety, it might well need staking. So do that sooner rather than later, so as not to damage the roots. Water them, little and often is best. And then as soon as the first flowers appear, feed them weekly with a high potash fertilizer. Tomato feed is fine. And keep this routine going until your plants start producing those beautiful, shiny fruits. Now, if you want to get a bit geeky with your growing and play around with how hot you can get your chilies, you could try putting the plants under stress. By not feeding them, you will increase the production of a chemical called capsaicin, which will boost the heat. The same thing can be done by holding back on watering. Of course, the downside is you might stunt the growth and end up with weaker plants, but this can benefit the fruit harvest. So just experiment and see what works for you. In hot weather, it's good to mist the chili plants just to increase the humidity, and this can help deter spider mites as well. I'm sure it won't come as a surprise to hear that you can very easily save seeds from the chilies you've grown. Just set aside a few to dry in a warm, dark place, and then bag up the seeds, label them, and you're ready to start the process all over again next year.
Thanks for listening to Sew Along, and we hope you're inspired to give seed sowing a go. Find out more about it at gardenersworld.com/podcast. Subscribe now to never miss an episode, and rate us in your podcast provider app. See you next time.